Welcome back to another Codings Pro Interview Series podcast. My name is Ben Dubose. I'm a staff writer with Codings Pro Magazine, also with Materials Performance Magazine. Today, as we continue our series, trying to help contractors improve their bottom line, speaking with experts across the protective coatings industry. Today, we have Richard Tooley. He's with Elite Roof Systems out of Kansas City, Kansas. Richard, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Thank you for taking some time with us. As far as today's show, we're going to be talking about a new program that Elite Roof Systems has put together to give back to the community. Before we get to that, though, I want to give you a chance, Richard, to tell people a little bit about yourself, your position, your bio, and also about your company, Elite Roof Systems. I mentioned you're based in Kansas City, Kansas, but beyond that, give people some information about what it is that you guys do.
Okay. We've been in business here since 2008. We work with building owners and property managers to try and solve two of the top complaints that we hear all the time, which is roof leaks and high budget concerns. And we do a very in-depth roof inspection process. We basically document everything to make sure that the building owner knows or the property manager knows everything about their roof system. So we do a lot of coating systems. We do single ply, we do Duralast single ply. Yeah, we've been here since 2008. We moved into our new building in October last year. We were growing, so we had to get a bigger facility. So
how did this idea come about as far as what you're doing as background? Elite Roof Systems is giving a free commercial roof to a nonprofit. I believe the contest wraps up later this year, and then it would be installed early in 2021. How did this idea come about? Because to me, looking at this in 2020 with such a negative downturn for businesses, I'm sure a lot of people would greatly appreciate it. Where did this idea originate from for you guys?
You know, I've always liked to give back. I've always liked to donate and help people out. Anytime we install a roof for a church, we always give a percentage back as a charitable donation to the church. We've had a couple churches that we've done some free work for, and I just always like to be a part of the community and try to help give back as much as possible. And I kind of figured, this might be a great year to start a program. Our business has not really slowed down this year. In fact, we've been accelerating and getting busier. We initially lost, some jobs whenever this first happened, from the scare factor of COVID-19. But we've most of those have came back already under contract again and to be installed, or were already installed. And so I thought, let's just give away a free roof. What's it going to hurt? Let's get the manufacturers involved. We'll provide all the labor and everything. And so we reached out to some of our suppliers, and we've had some of them have reached back out and said, yes, we're definitely in. And some of them have said no with the COVID and everything. We just can't do it right now. And so we figured, whatever assistance we don't get, we'll just cover the difference. The roof is basically up to 10,000 square feet. It's for nonprofits who are in need of a roof. We promote a system called Expandothane, which is an expandable polyurea system with a silicone top coat. And that silicone top coat could be one of several different brands, whoever wants to participate in this program. So it'll have anywhere from a 15 or 20 year warranty on the roof system.
What are the steps when it comes to setting all of this up? Talk about the partnerships that you need. I know, for example, you've got the single ply manufacturer, you've got potentially a coatings manufacturer, roofing suppliers. What are all the parts that you guys are having to put together to set this up?
Well, since this is the very first time we've ever done this, we're kind of winging it right now.
Okay.
But we figured, we don't have, we're working on an application. First thing we got to do is we came out with a name the program contest that we put all over social media. And we've came up with all kinds of names that all pretty much involve Santa Claus or Christmas, because it's, you know, a free roof for Christmas. And our initial thought was an elite roof for Christmas. And we thought, well, let's get the community involved. So we put it out all over social media. And so we got to name it. We figured, well, that'll take a little while to name it. And during that time, it'll give us some time to come up with an application process and come up with some questions for these nonprofits. And so we're going to post that on our website. It'll most likely be like eliteroofsystems.com/, you know, free roof giveaway or something, application. We don't know. Or you can go to our website and then there'll be a button. We don't have it there yet, but we're working on it. And so we figure as soon as we get the name, we can start promoting it more. But by Thanksgiving, we really want to have things kind of wrapping up to a point, so we're gonna have to hustle, to a point where we've got a bunch of applicants to choose from. And then we want to narrow it down from Thanksgiving to right around mid-December to like maybe 3 to 5 finalists. And then we want to personally go visit those people. At some point, we have to get on the roof. We have to inspect it and make sure that it's a good candidate for one of our systems. And then we figured somewhere during, like I said, this is brand new, so we're kind of winging it. So we figured somewhere the week of Christmas, we'll announce the winner. And we'll get a hold of them and let them know. And then the roof will be installed the first quarter of 2021, weather permitting, whenever that allows.
We're on the phone now with Richard Tooley, owner of Elite Roof Systems, based out of Kansas City, Kansas. We're talking about their program to give back to the community, installing a free roof for a nonprofit in the area. And to continue with the theme of feedback, you mentioned posting it on social media and getting a lot of interactions as far as the name and what to call the program. What are the types of things that you've heard so far? Is there a lot of excitement about this program? Because for our audience listening, largely of contractors, applicators, installers, I'm guessing some will and perhaps should see it as an opportunity, since certainly it's positive for you guys getting your brand out in the community beyond the benefits of giving back. It could be good for your business down the road based on the exposure. What are the things that you've heard as far as feedback on social media, perhaps the media itself? What type of response have you gotten in the early going?
We're hearing from a lot of people that this is going to be a really good thing that we're doing, a great program. I wish more companies would do stuff like this. You know, we're hearing mostly all positive feedback. Haven't heard anything negative. So when I reached out to our team, I reached out to all of our manufacturers, I reached out to anybody in my contact list that I could think of and said, "Hey, what do you think about this?" And everybody said the same thing. That is a great idea. It could bring a lot of business to your business, you know, by doing this. But more importantly, you know, I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it to give back and to help. That's just the kind of person that I am. I like to help people. So, but we are, as soon as we come up with the name, we are going to get the media involved. We know several people at, you know, the TV and radio stations and stuff. And so we're going to get the media involved and start trying to promote this as much as possible. So,
What's the timetable moving forward? You already alluded to the Christmas factor, but when is the deadline to apply, and then what are the steps after that? I think you mentioned interviews for maybe three or so of the finalists. How do you whittle it down from whatever the initial applications are to the final three or five, however many it is, for you to actually interview? What's sort of the timetable moving forward?
I think we're probably going to have an application deadline of Thanksgiving. We're probably going to have to shut it down right after that, somewhere right after that, because within 2 weeks of there, we're going to be narrowing it down. And because so we're going to have applications to go through, and the plan is to assemble a team of about 3 to 5 people. It may be people that are, it'll be people for maybe one person from our company, but mostly from outside. So we want to an unbiased view, you know, somebody else to pick other than me or somebody here. Somewhere right around Thanksgiving, we're gonna have a cutoff date. And then we're going to have to start thumbing through and going through all the applications, figure out, you know, who's in need and who's not. Because I've already had two nonprofits reach out to me that heard about it on Facebook, and I know for a fact don't need it. They don't need any financial help. We're looking for people that do need financial help.
Yeah.
So, you know, the ones that just, there's no way in the world they could ever afford to put a roof on, but they really need a roof. So there's a lot of organizations out there. In fact, I even purchased a mailing list last week of all the nonprofits in the Kansas City Metro. I think there was about 500 of them on the list, roughly, give or take 50. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a few out there. And so we even thought about, if we don't get enough interest, well, we'll just send them a letter and say, hey, are you interested in a free room? Apply. Yep.
So how important is the 2020 factor in all of this? Because from my perspective, our industry, Coatings applicators have not been affected nearly as much as some others because, of course, Coatings applicators are better prepared to do work in the current COVID climate. You know, you guys are already familiar with the PPE. Many of these projects can be done outside. Many people are more willing to do work during 2020 anyway, because if a building isn't being used as much, then that might be the time to do maintenance that you've been deferring for reasons of perhaps not wanting to be seen as an impediment to the people using the building, the facility, whatever it may be. So while your business is good this year, and I think it's a common theme in our industry, for a lot of nonprofits that you could conceivably be installing for, that may not be the case. So is that something that perhaps you take into account when you're trying to determine who's going to ultimately get this roof? And is it a big motivation for the program, the fact that you can give back in a year that, from a business perspective, has been pretty harsh for a lot of people?
Yeah, I think that it would just be just a great opportunity, you know, to help somebody that has, you know, they're a nonprofit, you know, they're in business to help others. Obviously, they're a nonprofit. But, you know, they may be in a situation where it's do or die, you know, or they may also be in a situation where, you know, the government program is going to shut them down if the roof don't stop leaking, and they don't have the money, they don't have the donations. Donations are down this year. You know, we hear that across the board. You know, we hear it from our church. I mean, everybody's struggling through this, especially the nonprofits, because the people just aren't donating and like they used to. So I think it's a great year to start this. I would have started it anyway, however, because I was talking about this last Christmas about doing it this year and trying to put all the pieces together. And then COVID hit in February, and then we just kind of thought, well, let's proceed with it.
Have there been any lessons learned already as far as if a contractor listening is considering doing this themselves? Is there any advice that you have so far, or is it too early in the process to really know?
It's a little too early. Like I had mentioned, this is our first ever. I don't know if you want to call it a first annual, because we've talked about doing this two times a year, once every Christmas and maybe once, I don't know, maybe around the 4th of July. We're not sure what that program would look like, but we figured let's get through this first one. Let's see how it goes. Because like I said, I like to give back. You know, I'm always looking to help and, you know, businesses. So yeah, I don't know. I know whenever I looked into this, the first thing I did was Google, you know, free commercial roof giveaway. And I found a couple companies out there, and I reached out to them to ask them a few questions, but I never got a response back from anybody. So I was kind of on my own. I'm still trying to figure out what questions do I ask a nonprofit? What probing questions do I ask, you know, for the application? So it's definitely a work in progress, and we're hoping to figure it out here real quick.
We're finishing up with Richard Tooley, owner of Elite Roof Systems, based out of Kansas City, Kansas. Richard, before we sign off, for anyone listening who may be interested in learning more about the program, reaching out to you guys, any further inquiries, how can our listeners learn more about your company or the program?
Well, our company is Elite Roof Systems. Our website is eliteroofsystems.com. They can always call me on my cell phone, which is 913-634-7788. And my email address is richard@eliteroofsystems.com. So
Sounds
I'm
good.
Always available to talk about anything.
And Richard, I assume that we can check back with you in a few months to update our listeners on how everything's going, right?
Yes, we will be doing a video of the whole process.
Okay.
And we'll be posting it on our website and over, all over social media as the process goes on. So.
Excellent. Sounds good. And like I said, we'd love to have you back on the podcast to update how this thing continues to progress and hopefully reaches a positive conclusion later this year and early in 2021. Folks, he is Richard Tooley, owner of Elite Roof Systems based out of Kansas City, Kansas. My name is Ben Dubose, staff writer with Coatings Pro Magazine and Materials Performance Magazine. This is where we break. Richard mentioned the website for Elite Roof Systems. As far as us, Coatings Pro Magazine, you can find that at coatingspromag.com. Also Materials Performance, materialsperformance.com, and NACE International, the association at nace.org. Thanks as always for listening, and please come back soon for another NACE International podcast.